And we're back. We're back. Why aren't they applauding?
Well, they're probably terrified to do anything after you yelled at them earlier.
Jeez, you make me sound like some kind of moody, easily offended tyrant, Matt. I say you make me sound like...
Yep, no, I heard you. It's best to just stay very still at times like this.
That's sharks, Matt.
I thought you were supposed to hit a shark in the nose.
When it attacks you, right?
No, in general, you just punch as many sharks in the nose as possible.
Presumably to punish them for jabberjaw.
What did I tell you people about that?
Okay, so now it's time for a little Q&A. Does anyone in our studio audience have a question? Anyone at all? What is wrong with these people?
I think I see someone in the back not cowering in fear. You there, sir, do you have a question?
Yes. Tell me about a challenge or conflict you faced at work and how you dealt with it.
Well, excellent question. One time when I was at work, a guy came into my store with his dick bitten off by a praying mantis. I had to call the police and get him to safety. He died.
I think sometimes I work too hard. Any more questions?
Yes, how many tennis balls can you fit in a limousine?
Six. Six tennis balls.
Ha ha! Never gets old. No, what you want to do is replace the tires on the limousine with giant tennis balls. That way, not only does it roll well, but it also bounces.
All right, that's all the time we have for this episode. If you'd like to write to the show, the email address is sarcasticvoyage@gmail.com. Our website, where you can get cool stuff like our recent full-length radio play, Kill the Front Page, or download free bonus artwork, or browse through the over 300 sketches we've produced, is, as ever, sarcasticvoyage.com. We'll be back in 3 weeks, and until then, we wish you safe journeys.
Safe journeys, everyone.